Montana hopes millions of federal dollars will close its digital divide. That money was supposed to bring high-speed fiber-optic internet service to rural areas. But MTPR's Victoria Traxler reports companies using other technology, like satellites, won most of the locations.
In 2021, the Biden administration launched the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program known as BEAD. It offers billions for states to improve internet access in rural areas. In early June, the Trump administration asked states to resubmit their proposals following new guidelines that prioritized low cost. That request for lower cost options made it harder for traditional internet providers to apply, as things like installing fiber cable through mountainous terrain is expensive. That's why satellite providers like Starlink will serve 2/3 of the areas slated for internet service improvements. Today, the state's Broadband Commission approved the final proposal. Montana is asking the federal government to approve $308 million in projects. Chair of the state's commission, Great Falls Republican Representative Ed Buttrey.
This is a historic day. We're going to, hopefully with NTIA's approval, get a lot more internet across the state of Montana between all the different programs.
The goal is to serve 72,000 residences or businesses. There are concerns over satellite technology's promises when it comes to internet speeds and reliability. Bridger Malum with Broadband Montana says those services might also be more expensive long-term.
So while there is a higher upfront cost to install fiber, the life of that asset over decades, sometimes even around 50 years or so, the operational cost of that actually bears out in many cases to be an even better value proposition than satellites that have to be replaced every 5 to 7 years, depending on the company.
Because of the cheaper upfront cost, satellite providers will fill the gaps left by traditional internet service providers. Public comments on the finalized proposal should be submitted to the state's broadband office before midnight on Friday, August 29th. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.